morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninginem Hangsing. Advisor for CAWD and Texas, Kudejo Kamo, has stressed the need to build a vibrant and self-sufficient society. He was speaking at the Thanksgiving and Dedication Program of Chosuba Town Council yesterday. Highlighting the need to change the mentality of people, Kamo called for doing away with the mindset of solely relying on political or government facilities for impacting social change and elevating people's lives. He noted the limited number of government jobs and advocated for entrepreneurship. Addressing the councillors, Kamo advised them to respect and uphold the mandate of the people to work for public welfare and be responsible and accountable to the people. He further stressed the need to work as a team towards the party's commitment of reaching out to every person. Meanwhile, the councillors also pledged to work for the welfare of the people. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal has noted the benefits to the Northeast region from the recent union budget as it aims to empower the region's agricultural, economic and industrial sectors with the enablement of youth, women and tribal communities. He was speaking at a discussion on the union budget with leaders of business community, youth and women in Shillong. He said the budget has provided for empowerment of tribal communities with nearly 200% increase in outlay. It has also stepped up allocation in various schemes which will benefit directly 5 crore tribal population in 63,000 villages. Sonowal added that the union budget aims to realize the tremendous potential of the Northeast in natural farming and horticulture, as well as provide capital expenditure on infrastructure, including road and highway connectivity, to boost tourism potential of the Northeast. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that the government is keen on involving public and private partnerships to stabilize and maximize outputs across all fields. Speaking at a diabetology event in Chennai yesterday, he said, the number of individuals affected by non-communicable diseases is increasing in the country and a sound and efficient research is required to tackle the modern-day diseases. Singh emphasized the importance of focusing on rural areas where the need is greater. He said the space sector began to grow significantly only after it was opened to private investments. The minister also called for innovations, research and development in the medical field. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed new governors in different states. Lakshman Prasad Acharya, who is currently Sikkim governor, appointed as governor of Assam and also been given additional charge as governor of Manipur. Former Karnataka minister C.H. Vijay Shankar has been appointed as governor of Meghalaya. Former Rajya Sabha MP from Rajasthan Om Prakash Mathur appointed as governor of Sikkim. New governors have also been appointed to Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Telangana, Union Territory of Chandigarh and Puducherry. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 112th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The opening day of Paris Olympics was full of achievements for Indian athletes. In the 10M air rifle women's event, Manu Bhakar qualified for the finals after finishing third in qualification. The men's hockey team kick-started their campaign with a 3-2 win against New Zealand. India's badminton campaign also began on a high note. In doubles, pair of Chirag Shetty and Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy registered a comfortable win in their first group stage match, while Lakshya Sen also advanced in the men's singles. Meanwhile, Harmeet Desai also crossed the preliminary round in men's singles table tennis. In women's 54kg boxing, Preeti Power marched into round of 16. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.